Damien, give us a bit of a background to the journey for Jer, for the benefit of those who are maybe not aware of the whole thing, and obviously the family connection with it. Can you tell me how the idea came about?
So it started off on a chat with myself and Dad there back when he got diagnosed with cancer, and we were going to do an event to wear money for hospitals, for going to hospitals, and I said to him, Dad, hopefully he'll be able to do some of himself, but unfortunately it wasn't to be, so we're going to do this in memory of him now. So Dad passed away on the 24th of March this year, and today he was actually buried. I came down to my house and I said to my mom that wouldn't it be nice if we did something to remember Dad, and this came up. And at the time when I told him that it was from Knock to Kilkern, he said, we're mad in the head, that it was a fair journey. But now that he's gone, we're going to do this walk run from Knock to Kilkern. So it's starting off on Saturday, 15th of July, with a 8:15 mass in the morning for a half an hour. And the first stage then starts at 9 o'clock. So that's a family walk. And the next three stages are three runs. There's a 5K, a 10K, and a 5K. And then we join in Williamstown to Kilkern for a walk. So overall, it's 46.1 kilometres, and it's going to take maybe about the 9 hours. So we start at 9 o'clock, and we hope to meet Kilkern for 6 o'clock that evening.
Now, you might have answered a question, but I'm going to ask it anyway, and that is, by being different parts of it, people can take part in individual bits, or they can take part in the entire thing. Is that right?
Yeah, so the first stage is family only, and then from there on, the next stage is from Beacon, so they can join from there until home to Kilkern. So you can do one stage, or you can do as many stages as you want, or if you want to do, say, one stage at the beginning, stage 2 and 3, for example, and join for the last two stages from Glenamed to Kilkern, people are more than welcome to that as well, whatever people wish to do.
The important thing is that whoever does whatever is that they raise money for Galway Hospice. And how has the fundraising gone so far for this?
Yeah, look, just on Galway Hospice, I can't speak enough on them, really. The amount of work they've done for our family and my dad was unbelievable, and I want to take this opportunity to thank them so much. It meant really a lot to us. The fundraiser itself is out of this world, really. The amount of people that have registered or donated, or the amount of work that has gone into this, just regarding the work that has gone into it, without my family or friends, we'd have no walk or run from Knock, because there's a serious amount of work to it, logistics and registration and advertising the event and getting the go ahead from the three different county councils who are touching three counties of Mayo, Galway and Roscommon. And then the people themselves, we've stewards on the day, civil defence, guards, and just local people and people outside of the community as well. It's been unbelievable altogether. Just regarding registration, at this point, I think it's 610 registered so far. So it's, I mean, that says it says it all, really. Like, it's unbelievable, and we're very thankful for it all.
That's amazing. Can I ask about the having to get, because obviously you have to get permission. You made a point just a second ago. I want to just go on a bit about it. That is the fact that you had to go through three county councils to get the permission to do this, because obviously it's starting in Knock, so that's Mayo. It's, you know, you're going into Ballinlough, which is Roscommon, and then onto the Galway angle, or the Galway element of it, which is obviously the Galway County Council. So how difficult was it to get the permission from the three of them to do it?
Yeah, look, it took a bit of work. I mean, this event came up about maybe 18 weeks ago that we were going to do it. And I think there's been a meeting maybe twice a week for everyone since the day came out that we're going to do it on the 15th of July. Everyone got a job to do, and it's been amazing the amount of work that everyone has put into it. And thanks to the councils and the guards and civil defence and everyone that's helped out so far. I mean, as I said, yeah, three counties, it's not a matter of just turning up on the day and just running from Knock to Kilkern when you've more than 10 people. So yeah, we have to go through the councils, but fair play, the amount of work that's been, and we're grateful for it all.
Can we talk about the route for a moment? I think you just touched on it a little bit, but you're going to start in Knock, go from there to Bacon, and then from there into Ballyhaunis. And where does it go from there?
So, so it's Knock to Bacon, and it's a family walk. And from Bacon to Ballyhaunis, GA pitch is a run. And from Ballyhaunis to Ballinlough is another run. It's 11 kilometres. And from Ballinlough to halfway to Williamstown is a 5K run. And then halfway from Williamstown into Williamstown is another walk. And it's 9 kilometres then from Williamstown to Glanamaddy. And Glanamaddy to Castown Cross and Kilkerran is another 5K. And it's 1 kilometre then from Castown Cross to the Indian Point, which is the community centre in Kilkerran.
Would there be a hope that everyone is there from Castletown Cross into Kilkerran? Because that would be the perfect finish to see as many people do that final kilometre, if at all possible.
Yeah, exactly. That's really what it's all about. Look, we just want to cover every bit of tarmac from Knock to Kilkerran. That's the aim. But I mean, from 1 kilometre to 46, doesn't matter where people join. On the day, everybody gets a blue t-shirt. So I mean, when you hit Castletown Cross and you see over 600 people, look behind me, 600 people there walking behind you, I mean, that's something special in itself. So yeah, I think there's 500 and something joined the last two between Glanamaddy and Castletown Cross. So that's going to be something special on the day.
I know I'm just even looking at the Kilkerran Clonburn Ladies football WhatsApp group, and I'm fortunate enough to get information on that. And they've been pushing it like mad, ever since the idea first came about at the beginning of June. I mean, the support that you've got from the clubs in Kilkerran, like Kilkerran Clonburn, like the soccer club there, Kilkerran United, and so on, has been fantastic. And the people of Kilkerran have really come out and supported you.
Yeah, there's no words for it all. I mean, even surrounding areas, we were in my lot there one evening, and the people joined us there for putting out flyers. Glanamaddy Williamstown Ladies and Glanamaddy GA Club, they had a registration night there one evening, so it means so much. And Kilkerran Clonburn, as you said, the ladies and the lads, fair play. See a lot of the names are in for their run walk. And Kilkerran United as well. I mean, Kilkerran United was a big part of my dad. And the teams, both women and lads, have been a huge effort. And the committee as well, they're there for the help and putting up registration nights for us, you name it, they're there for us. And we're so thankful for it all. And I'm sure my dad would be well proud of it all.
No doubt he would. And I want to mention the donating. If people want to donate, they can do so as well, because that's very important. Remember, the money is going to Galway Hospice. As we're talking, there's still a chance to register. So there's still an opportunity for people to register even up to 9 o'clock.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So look, registration has been great, as I said, so far, but there's different family members are taking money as well. I mean, it's all going into I donate, or we've got a junior account as well. Anybody can join in on the day, but we just can't guarantee a blue t-shirt. So we're just asking people if they wouldn't mind, if they were to register on the day, that they would wear a blue t-shirt, just so we might not have enough t-shirts.
That's understandable. So people can register on the 15th. If they just want to turn up on the day, they can do that as well. And how much is it?
They can register on the day as well. Just that we can't guarantee a t-shirt, but they're more than welcome to join, and there'll be stewards there on the day to just go through registration really quick, that they sign a disclaimer form, and we're good to go.
Finally, Damien, just to mention, I presume to get certain things done, you've managed to get sponsors, and they've been very important as well in making this a success. I mean, when you say 610 taking part and the registration isn't even finished yet, it's a good sign.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. Look, I think we had a meeting there three or 4 weeks ago, and we just put out a message to people in the local village about Stuart on the day. And on that evening, we'd nearly 70 stewards showing up that night, and people, we'd apologies from people. So that's one side of it. We'd people for registration, people for logistics, and people that just came out of nowhere, texts and calls, anything they can do, anything can help with. So it's been unbelievable. So sponsorship as well, like, is a huge, huge part of it, as there is a lot of expenses towards the event, whether it's food, water, t-shirts, all that. So I mean, local shops, businesses, people outside the area have contacted and gave money towards that, and local businesses within Kilkerran. So we're super, like, it's been super all together. Like, we, with no words for it all. So look, we're very thankful as a family towards that.